The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I was reading in yesterday's Irish Times a story and a headline. Nearly 3 out of 4 parents are unable to secure places for their children in post-primary schools, as a lot of Ireland's most oversubscribed post-primary second level schools just can't have enough places. Well, the man with the story and to explain what's going on, it's a pleasure to welcome to the PK show, Carl O'Brien, education editor of the Irish Times. First of all, this comes from, welcome to the programme, Carl. This comes from a leaked department report.
Well, it's a report, Ivan, released under Freedom of Information to the Irish Times, and it was a report done into the school capacity, or the capacity of individual schools right across the country. And the way the department tries to forecast, you know, the demand and supply of places is by dividing the country into school planning areas. So there's about 314 of those right across the country. And we were aware that there are some areas where there is enrollment pressure. But what this survey does show is, for the first time, the volume of areas where all schools are oversubscribed. So there are dozens and dozens of these school planning areas where every individual school within, let's say, commuting distance is oversubscribed. Now, they're mostly, the highest concentration of them is in the Dublin area. Also, commuter belt counties like, you know, Kildare, Wicklow, North Wicklow in particular. Large towns and cities outside of the capital, Galway is a big pressure point, parts of Cork as well. So that is causing huge amounts of stress and anxiety for parents who are struggling to find school places ahead of the start of the school year. And, you know, September is looming, and there are many pinch points right across the country where parents still don't have school places for their children.
Okay, and so therefore, in areas like South Dublin, where it's oversubscribed, the last time I checked, you have a legal obligation to send your kids to post-primary school. So surely it behoves the state to provide additional places, to say to these schools in these catchment areas that are at full capacity that you need extra places.
Yeah, there is a legal obligation to send your child to school, or you can homeschool them, of course, as well, with permission from the state. But the official line from the Department of Education is that every child who needs a school place will get one. Now, the question is, where is that likely to be, and will it be convenient to your address? And so it's a quite nuanced. There's different factors at play in different parts of the country. So you could take somewhere like, let's say, North Wicklow or North Kildare, where there's been a rapid population growth. But because of our developer-led planning system, we do not have the delivery of school places in a timely fashion to meet that demand. So you have huge amounts of stress there locally where parents still don't have school places, and the department is trying to shoehorn places into existing schools by maybe adding classrooms, adding modular accommodation, that kind of thing. Then in areas like South Dublin and maybe West Dublin and parts of North Dublin as well, you have an element of that. You have new developments there isn't necessarily a corresponding rise in school places. But you also have school admission policies, which can add to the problem, because, you know, schools are permitted to prioritise children of past pupils, even grandchildren of past pupils, ahead of someone who might be living across the road from the school. And that's allowed for in their school admission policies. And it's perfectly legal to do that. But it does mean then that those children who do miss out are having to commute very long distances to try and find an available school. And there's plenty of stories, you know, in, let's say, South Dublin, for example, where parents are having to commute an hour in rush hour traffic to find a school, which is where there's a place available. Some parents are forced into finding places in private schools because there are some of the places where there is some spare capacity at considerable financial cost. So this is causing, as I said, it's a lot of anxiety, it's a lot of stress, particularly when, you know, children in a primary school are seeing all of their classmates, you know, getting excited, they've got a school place, maybe they're getting the uniform, they're talking about where they're going to go, and then you have these other subset of children who still don't know where they're going, and it can be, you know, hugely upsetting, to children, especially where children have additional needs and they do thrive in structure and routine, that uncertainty can be very, very damaging for those children as well.
In your article, Carl, you specified those that are the most oversubscribed, heavily subscribed schools: St. Conleth's College in Dublin 4, Loretto College, Stephen's Green, all of these over 20%, New Park Comprehensive School in Dublin, Muckross Park College, Dublin 4. What is the advice to parents? Say your child is born, is it first come, first served? Is it that once you get a sibling in, is it your alma mater? In other words, what's the savvy advice to people to get in?
Once upon a time, it was to get your child's name down on the admission list. Now, that doesn't apply anymore. They have phased out school waiting lists. So the thing with admission is, school admissions take place at the same time, broadly speaking, across all schools. So that's typically around October, in the October before the start of the new academic year. And obviously, if you have a sibling, generally speaking, you know, siblings are prioritized. So once you have one child in, you will more than likely get other children in. That's not always the case. But really, there's not a lot to say except apply to as many schools as you can that are within commuting distance. And that's not ideal, but it's just the reality. I think you do need to cover your options and you do need to have backup options if something fails. And particularly, you know, that's easier in more built up areas. Like, for example, you said South Dublin. South Dublin, there's a high concentration of schools within that geographical area. So you have more options. It's a much bigger problem when you're in places like Kildare, where you have fewer schools spread out over a bigger geographical area. But again, the advice is just to apply to as many schools as you can. And then if you don't, to put pressure on your, unfortunately, on your local representatives to see if something can be done to expand the capacity of existing schools. And you have seen this growth of parental pressure groups in places like Wicklow and Kildare and South Dublin and elsewhere, where they found that they haven't been able to get school places. So through the combined lobbying power of these groups, the department has in some cases shoehorned in an additional class, maybe of about 20 to 25 students in individual schools to try and take some of that pressure away. But it's an unfortunate reality that in these really high enrollment pressure areas, they are the steps that parents are forced to take, unfortunately.
Now, in any other walk of life that I live in, entrepreneurially, where demand exceeds supply, what you do is you put up the price. Some of these schools do charge fees. Surely they can regulate it by, you know, disgracefully or whatever, just raising the price. Do they have discretion how much they can charge to actually temper demand?
Well, the private schools can charge what they like, and there's no limit on that. Obviously, you reach a level where your parents can't afford it, potentially, so that they have to take that balancing act. But again, you know, private schools, they are part funded by the state. You know, the big difference between private schools in Ireland versus the UK is that the teacher's salaries are paid for. So the cost to parents is cheaper in relative terms than somewhere like the UK, where the cost of private education is stratospheric. You know, it could be, you know, 20, 30,000 euros versus maybe 6, 7, 8,000 euros in Ireland, which is still very considerable for many parents. But nonetheless, there are this cohort of parents that will pay for that. But again, you know, it comes down to, you know, parental choice. The irony is, you know, you have parental choice is provided for in the Constitution. So again, unlike many countries around the world, particularly around Europe, you can apply to any school you want in the country. And there's nothing to stop you doing that. Whereas, let's say in the UK, you're often expected to apply for school in your local municipality. And that does add pressure as well to individual schools, particularly if a school is seen as quite prestigious. And you mentioned a list of schools there, particularly which would have a very good academic record. And we're seeing about, you know, only 20% of the applicants, 20 to 25% of those applicants are successful. But because they are, they have a good academic track record, there's people applying from outside of what might be, you know, the expected to be the normal catchment area. So it's huge pressure there again. So there are a lot of factors at play, but you know, ultimately it does come down to just supply of school places. And I think there is, people are questioning whether the department's modelling is indeed correct, because this is causing a lot of pressure in many areas around the country. And in some respects, it can be a hidden problem, because if you're a parent and you haven't gotten into one of your local schools, you know, you will do what you can to find any school anywhere, and you'll be shown up as having got a school place. But it's far from ideal in many cases. So in a sense, this really can be quite a hidden problem. And I think maybe the department can get away with a deficient school planning system by the fact that parents will do whatever they can, and the problem kind of goes away, if you like, if you're looking at it on a spreadsheet in the Department of Education.
And finally, and briefly, will this be ever thus in terms of supply and demand, or is there a population bubble? I thought at some point the school-going population was going to decline. This was before the migration issue, by about a quarter. Is this just a temporary phenomenon?
We do have a demographic bubble, and it is going through second level. It's passed through primary. It's now into second level. So there is a real pressure on at second level. I think it will ease in the round if you look at it at a national level. But in areas where there has been rapid residential growth, it's not going to ease, you know, particularly commuter belt areas, parts of the city where there's a lot of development. Yeah, that's not going to ease. And you know, one of the problems is it takes so long to deliver a school, because let's say if you build a couple of housing estates, with a few hundred houses, it can take anything up to 10 years to deliver a permanent school building. So we have the system where schools will start off in prefabs, and then they'll be lobbying to try and get a school, and it will get delayed and delayed and delayed. So, you know, that does cause pressure. Just to give an example of Greystones in North Wicklow, all three schools there are oversubscribed. A promised school was supposed to have been delivered about 10 years ago. Work still hasn't commenced on it. And that causes huge pressure across all of the existing schools because of that. So that is replicated in some other parts of the country as well. So I think in the round, the pressure will ease somewhat. But in areas of rapid population growth, it is not going to go away anytime soon.
Carl O'Brien, education editor of the Irish Times, thank you indeed for that insight of deep concern to a lot.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.